Greetings, I'm Noel Deer. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 4, verses 43 through 54, and we're going to try to cover about a dozen verses today, so let's get started. Verse 43 says, "After 2 days, he left there for Galilee." Now, if you remember from our previous daily devotion, Jesus spent 2 days with the Samaritans. Many of the Samaritans responded to him, embraced him as the Messiah. A revival broke out in the region, and Jesus was with them for 2 whole days. Now, Jesus's time with them has concluded, and he continues on his journey to Galilee. Verse 44, Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So Jesus considered Galilee his own country. That was the region where he had grown up. And he has low expectations that the people in Galilee will ever embrace him as the Messiah. Verse 45, when they entered Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him because they had seen everything he did in Jerusalem during the festival, for they had also gone to the festival. Now, this is a reference back to John 2:23. Jesus is in Jerusalem. He does some things there. He says some things there. And some from Galilee were there, and they saw that. They heard that. They took note of that. And so when Jesus returns to Galilee, they recognize him. Verse 46, he went again to Cana of Galilee. So Galilee is the region. Cana is a village in that region. So it says he went again to Cana of Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son was ill at Capernaum. So he returns to Cana. This is the place where he had turned the water into wine. And there he meets a royal official. Now, this was likely an official of Herod Antipas. He was the tetrarch of Galilee. And so this official meets with Jesus there in Cana, and the official, his son, is ill. He is very ill, and he is residing in Capernaum. Now, Capernaum was about 16 miles from Cana. So the son is separated from the father and from where Jesus is by about 16 miles. Verse 47, when this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he went to him and pleaded with him to come down and heal his son since he was about to die. Now, here we see something about the heart, the thinking of this servant who has gone to Jesus. And I want you to notice 2 good things about his thinking and 2 bad things about his thinking. First of all, good number one, the man knew that he should go to Jesus. When we have a problem, we should go to Jesus. Good thing number two, while this man, his faith was little more than a desperate hope, at least he understood that hope should be focused on Jesus. And so he goes to Jesus. Now, there are a couple of bad things about his thinking. There were a couple of wrong things about his thinking. Number one, he believed that Jesus had to be in Capernaum. He believed that Jesus had to be with his son to heal his son. That's why he begs Jesus to go with him to Capernaum. And that just was not the case, as we'll see as we continue this study. The second thing he was wrong about is he believed that Jesus could not resurrect his son. He thought, if my son dies, then it's hopeless. I need Jesus to heal him and to heal him immediately because he's in danger of death. Well, let's see what happens. Verse 48, Jesus told him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Now, this is not so much a rebuke as it is a word of explanation. Humans want evidence. We want verification. Now, unlike many others in Galilee, this official was not seeking to just see some magic trick. He wasn't just asking to see a miracle just for the sake of seeing a miracle. This man had a real need, and he was bringing his real need to Jesus. And Jesus is leading this official. He is leading this man toward faith. So let's see verse 49. Sir, the official said to him, come down before my boy dies. You can hear the urgency in his plea. Look at verse 50. Go, Jesus told him, your son will live. And the man believed what Jesus said to him, and he departed. This is such a great verse. It says that the official believed. That's a key word here in the Gospel of John. We've seen it 100 times, just even in our short study of the first 4 or 5 chapters. Now, notice here that he believes without actually seeing the evidence of Jesus' work. He doesn't see. He can't make a cell phone call and hear that his son is healed, but Jesus says it and he believes it. Now, this reminds me of how John concludes his gospel. In John chapter 20, verse 29, listen, Jesus said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. Now, this official did see Jesus, but he didn't see the miracle, or at least he hasn't seen it yet, and already he believes. That's the kind of belief that Jesus honors. Verse 51, while he was still going down, his servants met him saying that the boy was alive. And so this official begins to return home to go back to Capernaum. He meets his servants on the road. They have sought him out because they wanted to give him the good news. Your son has been healed. Verse 52, he asks them, this is the official asks his servants, he asked them at what time he got better. When was my son healed? Yesterday at 1 p.m, the fever left him. And so they gave him the details. The father then does some calculations and he recognizes that that was the exact time that Jesus said, your son will live. He says it in verse 53. The father realized that this was the very hour at which Jesus had told him, your son will live. So he himself believed along with his whole household. Now, what effect did this discovery have on the official? Well, first of all, it says here he believed. Now, it's already told us that he believed. He had believed the previous day. Now it says he believes again. What does that mean? Well, it tells us that his belief was strengthened. This is a picture of how our faith changes and grows over time. He believed the previous day. He trusted. He had faith the previous day. Now his faith has grown and it has matured and it has strengthened. Then his growing faith affects his entire family. It says here that he believed along with his whole household. This is also a repeating pattern in the lives of those who allow their faith to grow. If you allow your faith to be strengthened, if you allow your faith to grow, it will impact those around you. I read how one Bible teacher outlined the official's faith, and I'm copying somebody, but I just thought this was a good way to see it. He began with a crisis faith. He went to Jesus because he had a crisis. And many people, that's how they come to Jesus. It starts with a crisis. And so he goes to Jesus really just looking for healing for his son. Then he has a confident faith. So once he gets the word from Jesus that Jesus has healed his son, he is confident. So it's gone from a crisis faith to a confident faith. And then on the road back to Capernaum, he has a confirmed faith when the servants come and tell him that his son has been healed and his faith strengthens. And then he has a contagious faith and his whole household is saved. Look at verse 54. Now, this was also the second sign Jesus performed after he came from Judea to Galilee. And so we've said that the Gospel of John is really written around 8 miracles or signs that Jesus performs. And this is number 2. These are not all the miracles that Jesus performs, but they're 8 miracles that John uses to help us understand who Jesus really is. And this is miracle number 2. If you remember the first miracle, turning water into wine, that showed the power over time, because generally it takes a long time for wine to be made. but Jesus did it in an instant. Here, he heals a boy from a distance. And so this shows his power over space. It didn't matter that the boy was 16 miles away. And so these miracles, these signs, each one is going to tell us just a little bit more about the greatness and wonder of Christ. Friends, thanks for taking the time to watch or listen today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.